BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, Innuendo Bingo is with Phil Taggart. It gets quite dirty. Another listener calls us with extreme things he did after being dumped. And Dev is on Real or No Real.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Going to come in early tomorrow to see Jamie Dornan then?
I don't know what the plan is. I'm thinking about it.
I reckon loads of people will be here really early.
Yeah, but that's the only reason I want to come. It's not that I particularly want to see him, but I want to have a go at everyone who is just hanging around to come see him.
Why do you want to have a go at them?
I don't know.
Do you feel now the same way about him as you feel about Gosling?
It does annoy me because...
But why?
Well, because no one is saying, look, he's been paid to do it. It's like everyone's forgetting that he is an actor. And that was my biggest worry about this whole 50 Shades thing. It's so easy for him. If anyone had been cast in that 50 Shades role, they'd be getting this kind of attention. And everyone would be fancying them. I'm sure of it. Which brings me back to my original point. Let's get Paul Hollywood involved. I was watching him on Bake Off last night thinking, everyone's missing a trick. Do you feel the same?
No. It's too late.
It is too late.
It's too late.
Girlfriend said to me last night, so are we going to go watch that film together? I was like, no, we are not.
Oh, really? You should go.
I don't... What's the etiquette with this? Is it couples going to it? Is it groups of girls? Or what?
I think it's a bit of both. I tell you what, to make it a bit less awkward, do you want me to come along and sit in the middle of both
of you? Both of us?
Yeah.
I wouldn't trust you.
What do you mean? Don't know why this is awkward for you.
I just find the whole thing incredibly awkward. I hope it kind of blows away soon.
Oh yeah, it will. Not. Right, okay, we've got Innuendo Bingo today with Phil Taggart. So we've got the plastic sheets at the ready, all neatly laid out already this afternoon. So not had Phil on for a while, have we actually?
No. No, and I seem to remember last time it was particularly wet, so I'm looking forward to this one.
It's never a dry one with Phil Taggart.
No.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So many lads are going to see it with their girlfriend this weekend. Their idea, not mine. Like Allard in Newcastle, Roger in Stoke. It's kind of the thing where it's like, well, let's go and watch it together. Would you rather your girlfriend go and watch 50 Shades with you or with a group of girls? Which is worse?
I think the impression I'm getting from this is it's kind of like go away with a group of friends and watch it. That's what I thought the activity was.
Which
it's
is
not
worse,
you
though.
See I it's Valentine's Day, so I guess there's loads of couples that want to go see a film together. It's a nice romantic idea, right?
But for and me and then that, pop to B&Q.
But that's Love Actually. Okay? Not this.
Not this.
I don't know why. I can't explain it, Scott. For some reason I would feel so uncomfortable. And this, my gut feeling is I don't want to be in that situation.
Well, send her off with the girls then.
I don't, because she really wants to see it. She really wants to go.
Make a girl's day out of it. Or is that worse?
Yeah, no, I think that's all fine. I'm very confused about it all. Do you know what? I might just sleep until Monday.
It's making you feel very strange, isn't it, the whole thing? It has done for months now.
The whole thing baffles me.
And now the weekend is finally here.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Jamie Dornan is on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show tomorrow. There's much excitement here.
Oh, it is very exciting.
It's fever pitch.
It's nice to see people excited, you know.
But you're going to be coming down here, we're getting here early, you just told me. Telling people he's not all that as he walks into the studio, is that right?
Well, you know, I do this behind-the-scenes show, ICYMI, on BBC iPlayer.
Yeah.
I thought maybe I could come down and do a sort of Attenborough-style coverage of all the people that will walk through the live lounge at that point that he's in.
Maybe get a banner, he's not all that.
No, do you know what? I appreciate he's a good-looking guy, but he's... But he's not the person that he's playing. He's a working actor. That's what I want to really get people's head around here. He's not the one in the book.
He could have been cast in any film.
He could have been in Shrek, right? And no one would be saying all this stuff about him.
Could have been in Big Mama's House too.
This is my point. And also in the cinema, right, if we do end up going, can I put this out there? Can we have a sort of hands above head rule? I get distracted enough in the cinema if I think something's going on in back row.
Yeah.
I don't want to be spending the whole time looking around wondering what if.
It's just a worry, isn't it? I don't even like people kissing there. So you're saying that whenever we go, all of us put our hands in the air through the entire film?
I'm saying I think it would help everyone out.
Hands in the air! I've got a good idea. So... You know, you said your girlfriend wants to go.
Yeah.
Let her go with the girls, and we'll go with
a celebrity. I don't mind going with you. As well. I don't know why it is. I don't know what the difference is here. There's something something jarring in my head.
Hmm.
I think I'm worried that I'll be compared to the character on the screen.
Right. And feel a bit threatened, maybe.
Whereas with you, it won't matter. We can watch it with a critical eye.
Yeah. But I'd quite like someone else to come along. We've offered one person the chance to come and they said no.
Yes. And she had good reason to do so.
I totally understand why.
I mean, I can't believe someone actually suggested it to her.
Yeah. And she wasn't keen.
I can't believe that genuinely an email was sent.
But if you could think of a female celebrity, maybe a slightly older celebrity that would be good for me and Chris to go to watch 50 Shades of Grey with at the cinema, making it super awkward, then any ideas, let me know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Thank you for all your suggestions of people that me and Chris can go and watch 50 Shades with.
I worry if we say some of them, it will narrow down who we actually asked. Because
yes.
I kind of regret us inviting her.
Do you think that she'll speak to us again?
Yeah, I think she will. She's always a really good sport.
Yeah.
But this one was a bit too weird for her.
I totally understand why she didn't want to. With us two.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon, Phil Taggart.
Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, Chris.
Good afternoon, Phil.
It's been a while. What was that?
It went a bit Doubtfire.
Hello. How are you? It's been a while.
I'm really good. Thank you very much for asking me back on Innuendo Bingo. I never thought I'd get a second series, but I have.
Oh, yeah, you've got a second series.
Yeah.
Actually, you can join in with this. We're just trying to find somebody to go and see 50 Shades of Grey with. Also, thanks to everyone suggesting that we should go and see it with our mums. That was already an idea that I'd shut down from the start. That's not going
to
happen.
Yeah, and then one that I tried to kind of reopen as an idea. And yes, no, didn't go anywhere with that one.
Do you really think you want to go and see it with your mum?
Not with my mum, no.
Or mine?
What about Jamie Dornan's mum?
Great. That's a great idea.
That's an idea.
I've got her number.
That's that's the thing. At some point, she's going to have to see that film, isn't she? She is. It's her son. It's like the biggest film he's ever been in.
Yeah, but if I was him, I'd probably make out it's to do with something else. Do you know what I mean? I'd probably pretend it's not.
It's going to be hard for her to avoid that, Chris. It's all over the world.
It's some sort of emulsion about painting a house or something.
Yeah.
There's some good suggestions you guys came up with off air.
Okay. What were we saying about going to see the film with Susan Boyle?
I don't know. Is it maybe?
No. I'm not that keen.
No.
I'm just throwing some names around. Nanny Pat.
she's been on the show before. I don't
think I'd feel comfortable.
Maybe very strenuous for a lady of her age.
Okay, right. I'm saying this is the shortlist. Top of the list, Mary Berry. That's the dream.
Yes, that would be ideal, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And then if Mary's not keen, Richard and Judy.
Oh, come on. Could you imagine getting flanked by Richard and Judy?
We could sit between them.
With
popcorn.
It's possibly I think this is the only way I'm going to really go see this film. I'd actually be excited about that.
Okay. Well, the bids are in for Rich and Jude and also Mary Berry.
I wish we could share the conversations.
We probably won't hear anything, but
no.
Just want to let you know. Right, so we're going to play Innuendo Bingo in a minute. It's been, how long has it been since you've done this? While.
An awful long time.
Hmm.
I have no idea.
It's been two years since your last bingo.
What?
Bingo something has been like going that. Longer than I've been on Radio 1.
Has it? Has it?
Yeah, think about it.
Yeah.
Innuendo Bingo. It's
whoa.
Big in the game.
Right, we're going to play this slip-lock track, and then we are going to get you seated, boys, for today's Innuendo Bingo. This has been a track of the day. You love this, right?
Is it because I'm wearing a download hoodie right now? You're making the assumption. You would assume, right? This is the second gig I ever went to, and if you like masks and very, very loud music, you will love Slipknot.
This is Kill Pop. Right, Scott Mills here. We're about to play Innuendo Bingo with Phil Taggart. If you want something to brighten up your quite dull Thursday lunchtime, get online now to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. We've got some excellent clips. Phil, whenever he plays bingo, 100% gets involved. It's going to be a wet one, I promise. So watch it.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
James has been on Twitter saying, I am so up for a bit of bingo right now.
Psyched.
Phil in Somerset also is watching on his phone. And Isaac also watching. Let us know if you're watching today. It's always better when you watch it. Sam is listening to Innuendo Bingo in the bathroom. Yeah, do what you want.
You are allowed, Scott.
Yeah. You can do it whatever you want. Okay, so are we ready for today's bingo?
Ready, Phil?
Very ready.
Very ready.
Cheers, mate.
Okay.
Cheers to you.
Fill your cheeks, everyone.
There we go.
Let's play the show. Okay, so first of all, we are going over to Bargain Hunt. And it's my good friend from Strictly Come Dancing, Tim Wannacott. Now, being the old class like Tim is, he does like to speak using a lot of old sayings and proverbs. Although, personally, I've never heard this expression before.
Let's recap on what the Reds bought.
First up for the Reds, why have one pearl necklace when you can get three for 150?
Yes, Phil.
Pretty cheap.
Straight in Chris's face. I like it when the guest gets him before he gets the guest.
Yeah, Phil's not polite like that.
Manners were never my
He knows the rules of the game, so yeah, we're not here to be polite, don't we?
Why have one pearl necklace when you can get three?
Thank you, Laura, for sending that one in. If you spot any clips, you know where to send them. scott.mails@bbc.co.uk. Now we're going over to Fern Cotton's show from just yesterday, and her mate Gok Wan is on. What? Swallow?
I'm very excited.
Oh. Drink. Now here, Fern has found a clip of Gok admitting how competitive he is in all sorts of situations. Not everything's a race, Gok.
Let's hear how seriously you took it.
I can't even bear the thought of not coming first.
Phil Taggart aiming low there onto the crotch of Chris Stark.
He gets it with such force, Scott.
I know, he's good at this.
Let's hear how seriously you took it.
I can't even bear the thought of not coming first.
Jim in Neath sent us that one.
Right then, Taggart.
Water, please.
It's on.
It's on. One down. A really good clip from last week. It's from the BBC News Channel, where their political correspondent has got a startling scoop from behind the closed doors of number 10 Downing Street.
We are beginning to get into the political blame game a bit here because in his letter, the Prime Minister basically fingers Gordon Brown.
Yes! Oh, wow. Oh. You too.
Oh. I can feel my football jersey shrinking on me.
The Prime Minister basically fingers Gordon Brown.
Oh. Okay.
Listen to that.
Listen to that.
That's how wet that is.
Yeah. But I like that Chris is getting a face full today as well, because that doesn't often happen.
Yeah. Right in the face.
Okay. We're now going to an episode of Emmerdale from earlier in the week. And it sounds like it's been quite a busy day in the village. It's all going on in that cafe. Are we ready? Let's go.
Are you going to pay us or what?
Yes, but no tip.
As if you would, anyway. What's exploded all over your face?
Okay, so that was full force from Chris and not really much from Phil at all. He just took it like a man.
Right over. You've been waiting on that one.
Yes.
What's exploded all over your face?
Thank you, Josh, for spotting that one. And next, we are going...
It's when it goes low, it's the worst.
Yeah. Like...
Yeah.
Oh, my dear.
Try a name for face.
Please tell me you've got a change of clothes.
Let's say it's been a bit of a bad week for Tim Wannacott off of Bargain Hunt. No sooner he dealt with the unfortunate pearl necklace incident than someone finds this item out the back of his shop.
Phil has something in the back he thinks could warm Charles's cockles.
It's something a little bit different.
It's a Queen's muff
warmer.
It is. This was almost a hot water bottle for the muff.
I like that one because it was in spurts, and then Chris thought it'd finish, and then there was another little one as well.
That was a three-pronged
on his hair. Three-pronged attack. Yeah. Triple. Katie sent me that one, thank you. That was a triple threat one, that. Another favourite now.
Let me slap your t-shirt.
How can he slap?
How can he slap, Scott? Why is he doing
I don't know. And now another favourite from Tuesday with Twin Atlantic's Sam McTrusty. He was good. It's from Benidorm's Madge. Oh, someone said it wasn't Madge. I think it's Jacqueline. I'm not a regular watcher. If you remember, something was kind of really bothering her. Although, it really isn't what anyone was expecting.
It's not the exercise I'm bothered about. It's just this path. It's so narrow that every time a lorry goes past, you look like you're either going to get sucked off or end up in somebody's bush.
Wow, these are wet times.
Oh my God, this is a wet week.
It is a wet week, isn't it? Someone says, listening in the car, not driving, but I'm not going shopping until this is over, would be so much better to watch. You can watch it on your phone. Just go to the Radio 1 website on your phone, you can watch it right now. I don't want you to miss out on this, it's a good one.
You look like you're either going to get sucked off or end up in somebody's bush.
I didn't even hear the end of it.
No.
It was like kind of blue before it.
If you've got any clips, if you see anything on TV, tell us the channel, what they said and around what time, and we'll do the work. Scott.mills at bbc.co.uk for your innuendo bingo emails. We couldn't do it without you. Over to Radio 4 now. Eddie Mayer is doing a phone interview with Dame Judi Dench, of all people.
Tassels.
Now, I wonder if Eddie regretted doing this interview while Judy was at home, because she did sound a little bit distracted. Dame Judi Dench.
But they work, you're finding. That's your experience.
Well, I'm touching wood. You can't believe what wood I'm touching. But so far, so good, you know.
Oh, Phil! Seriously?
Yes,
right,
Phil.
Say something. Like,
what do you want me to say?
Because he's deliberately going low now.
Mine, I hope, is a preventative.
You're kind of a drug pusher.
What? Is that what I am?
But they work, you're finding. That's your experience.
Well, I'm touching wood.
There we are. Dame Judi Dench there. Hannah in London got in touch with that clip. Okay.
Oh,
you ready?
Ready.
We'll just do the one more, I think, because you twos are wet through.
Mm-hmm.
An absolute classic, this one, though, from the Commonwealth Games opening ceremony, where Claire Balding takes us all by surprise with this question during her interview with Susan Boyle.
Well, I was very gobsmacked and very honoured and very excited to be here.
And you've also been involved in the Queen's Baton Relay. Where did you take the baton?
You can't ask...
You so got me back.
You cannot ask Subo that.
Where did you take the baton?
Thank you very much, Phil Taggart.
Oh, my God.
That was...
Okay, mate, you don't want to touch my hands. Okay.
That was quite... quite the game today. Thanks, lads. Tell everyone when you're next back on Radio 1, please, Phil, so they can have a listen.
Today week at 9 o'clock and lots of lovely new music.
9 p.m. Thank you. Right, you need to go and dry off. We haven't bought any towels yet. I might do that later on today. I might go and buy some innuendo bingo towels, because I feel that the guests need them, and we don't really provide.
You should buy underwear as well.
Okay, I'll do that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Zayn has got brand new Florence and the Machine music tonight, from 7 p.m. And then Grimmy's going to play it again tomorrow. I really want to hear this. Mm. I'm so excited about it. So Florence is going to be in on the show tomorrow, playing us new music. She'll be doing Happy Hardcore FM, which should be quite lol. And also, she's got a big announcement to make. What could it be?
Tomorrow's breakfast show is insane.
It is.
It's massive.
So they've got Florence on and their new song, catching up with Rita Ora for a weekly roundup of The Voice.
Yep.
And also, Jamie Dornan is live in the studio. Make sure you listen to and watch Grimmy on Breakfast tomorrow morning. All starts at 6:30. Three massive guests. I wonder what the big announcement is about Florence. They're not splitting up, are they?
Are you...
Florence parts of the machine?
What are you saying?
I don't know.
What are you saying the announcement could be? The thing is, when it would be disappointing if it's a very minor announcement. Do you know what I mean? If it's just something about, like, you know, I've got to put the laundry out or something. Like,
it won't be that, will it? It's not a big announcement.
Or, you know, plans for the weekend. But something big would be good.
I just can't think what it would be, Chris. Tune in tomorrow morning. Florence the Machine's got a big announcement. And Rita Ora and Jamie Dornan.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Live EastEnders then next week. That makes me so worried.
Yeah, because you've said before you get really stressed out whenever there has been a live episode. It is quite stressful to watch.
There's just so much that could go wrong, you know?
Yeah.
And these are great actors, but it just worries me that things won't be in time. Do you remember that live episode of The Bill we were just talking about? Oof. I mean, it won't be like that.
No.
The person who did kill Lucy, by the way, I've got some insider. The actor who did it now knows that they did it because it's been sworn to secrecy.
But that's because you've been told that by an actor they might have been lying to you.
That's possibly true.
You might be being played here, Scott.
It is watertight, I tell you, over at EastEnders. But that actor is not telling anyone, whoever it is.
So what's your insider information that you don't know?
No, yeah. But I now know that the person that... they're obviously going to need to know for next week because they've got to act it out and learn their lines.
Does it annoy you that you don't know?
Yeah,
it does a bit.
And I spoke to Jake Wood the other day, who plays Max, and I was like, is it you? He's like, nah. But then he could be blagging me.
That's what I mean. I think you're being played.
What I don't like is, the whole thing scares me. Even something as simple as someone going, I'll get it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's all out of time.
Or when they have to pour a beer and maybe the barrel's empty or something, then they're going to have to pretend to go change the barrel. It's going to be a nightmare.
It's going to throw everything out. When they say, I'll get it before the door knocks, that kind of thing. I really hate it. So now people are going, oh, you said actor. It could be a female that killed Lucy Beale. I don't know anything. Just by saying actor, I'm not saying that it's a man. They told me absolutely nothing. I'm as in the dark as you are.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
AJ's been on saying, I always worry for your well-being when we hear three songs in a row without hearing your voice. Are you okay, Scott? Absolutely fine, thanks.
It's like what you were saying about getting stressed out when you watch certain TV shows. I imagine it's the same for people like AJ. They think three songs, what's going on? Is he all right?
I like to play more music.
And he's perfectly fine. He's just in the toilet.
I'm just in the, just a shared a lift with the voice of the balls.
Yeah, you know how it is. Mm-hmm. It takes three songs.
Claire in Leeds says, can we all cast our minds back, please, to the live episode of TOWIE? Actually caused me to have heart palpitations. Do you remember that?
That was. God. In fact, I'm going to say that was the worst.
The worst thing on television ever. I've got another show which we need to discuss as well, maybe tomorrow.
Go on.
It's called South Side Story. Anyone seen it?
Yeah, you've mentioned this before, saying it's awesome. I still haven't seen it.
It's on BBC Three. It's kind of like South London Glee.
Yeah. I mean, you said it's brilliant, but I think it's one of those that is brilliant because it's different.
Mm, it's very different. What I'm going to do is I'm going to watch one for you tonight and then we'll kind of analyse it tomorrow before you decide whether you can waste your time watching it or not, all right?
Nice.
Things I do for you. Hello, Radio 1, who's this?
Oh, Scott, it's Richard from Eastleigh.
All right. Oh, yes, yeah. Eastleigh.
Local, yeah.
Yeah.
I heard you talking yesterday about what kind of ex you are.
Yeah, we did a quiz about what sort of ex you are, and I came out as Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I think I'm one of the crazy ones.
You're one of the crazy ones? What do you mean?
I did actually burn some of my ex's stuff.
See, I actually haven't done that, but I did say yesterday, there's nothing that says like it's the end, like burning their belongings. But you've actually done this.
Yes, I did. I basically went on holiday and... I just couldn't get rid of all that stuff, so I decided to go and burn some of it.
Right, okay, so it was all in the suitcase.
Yeah.
Well, why didn't she just come and collect the stuff?
She collects a few bits. I gave her enough warning, but then it just didn't happen, so I decided to burn it.
Yes. Oh. It's interesting, this, because I kind of think there must be a time after you've been dumped or, you know, where there's only a certain amount of time where you should be able to get back the clothes, the belongings.
What, like a window of time?
Yeah, because you're not going to keep them forever. I think it should be a countdown on from the day of dumping, let's say a week, and at that point, do what you want. Burn them, send them up on a firework, whatever.
How long did she have to get the stuff?
Probably about half a year, I think.
Oh, right, six months.
Yeah, so it sort of dragged on.
You know what? But setting fire to them 6 months later seems even weirder, because it's. I kind of get why you would do that if you're a bit angry. It seems like more of an angry thing to do.
I wouldn't really advise burning your ex's stuff.
I mean, it's not the best idea, is it?
It's extreme. It's like you go slightly off the rails after you split up with somebody. Well, I'm just going to burn it. Now, rationally, you wouldn't do that, but because you feel a little bit hurt... You just set fire to it.
Yeah, it's illogical. I mean, just put it in the bin.
I guess it was an easy option, to be honest.
No, it's not, though. That's the thing.
Just put it in the bin.
It's actually far more difficult.
Did you feel better afterwards?
Oh, I did, but there was just a slight problem. I was going to America, and I didn't realise that my passport was in the suitcase that I'd burnt.
Oh, no.
And I didn't find out until a couple of weeks before I went to Florida, so I had to get an emergency one.
So you were searching around for your passport, thinking, where is it? And it was in the burnt suitcase.
And then it clicked that it was in the suitcase. not the best thing I've done, but no. I suppose that's karma.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, yeah.
Are you okay now?
Yeah, I'm fine now, thank you.
Right, good.
I wish you all the best.
Oh, can I ask another question as well? I think I know the answer to this, and I hope it doesn't upset you. Were you the dumped or the dumpee?
I was a dunce.
Right.
Right, yeah, that makes sense.
That explains the reaction to a certain extent.
Yeah, that's why I've done it. So, yeah, in extreme circumstances.
Yeah, you felt a little bit hurt, just burn her stuff. But you're all right now, just checking.
I'm good now, thank you.
Okay, good.
Here's the thing, I've not burnt anything. It seems to me to be a bit of a silly thing, but... You know what I was saying yesterday about throwing the chain I got from an ex-girlfriend into a pond?
Yeah.
I mean, that was a little more overdramatic than maybe it needed to be.
Yeah, I think just people go full drama in these situations. It feels quite symbolic at the time. That's the end of it. I've burnt everything.
Yeah.
I've thrown it in the pond.
It's almost a little bit Shakespearean or something. There's something quite poetic about going and burning
a suitcase. Good to speak to you. Thank you.
Cheers, Scott. Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. Sometimes our listeners really surprise me, and this is one of those times. A lot of people are burning their extra stuff.
It's strange, isn't it?
I burnt my ex-boyfriend's pants in the fire pit. Felt symbolic.
The fire pit?
Who has a fire pit?
It's an odd thing to do. And obviously it's maybe not the safest thing to do, but it's very intense.
Like Polly, who burnt an ex's shirt in the sink. Don't do that. You'll burn the house down.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, really don't do that.
I sold all my ex's really good quality clothes on eBay and had a brilliant holiday with the winnings.
See, that's resourceful.
With proceeds.
That seems to make more sense to me.
So many people sold their ex's stuff on eBay. Win. Really good. Also, can people stop texting in, Mimi, Maman? That's yesterday's show. The day before show with the weird couples language. And that girl that we had on that has her own separate language just with her boyfriend.
Also, two fascinating insights into how it works. How long you should be able to keep the ex's stuff for.
Mm.
Well, there's someone whose
the girlfriend didn't pick up her board games for 4 years. I would have got rid of that.
And that's the second part of what I was saying is some of the weird stuff that you keep that belong to an ex.
Yeah.
Board games, why?
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, good. Oh, I've still got her operation here.
Yeah.
She's not coming to collect that kaplunk anytime soon. Hey! Dev's on Real or No Real today at 3:40. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Good afternoon, Dev.
Hey, Scott Mills.
All right.
How's it going?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, really good.
Good, good.
Got a nice tricolore salad outside. Oh, I can't wait to get into that.
What?
Is it tricolore or tricolore?
Tricolore? Tricolore.
Tricolore.
Feeling well today, Dev?
As well as I ever am. Yeah. Isn't it?
Got a big show lined up at 4, have you?
Yeah, you know, the usual big stuff happening.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, before that, this will warm me up a bit. It's today's Real or No Real. You know how it works. Play along at home, a selection of facts. Scott Mills points are on offer if you still collect them. I don't know many places accept them now. First one today.
On the 40th anniversary live special of Emmerdale, Marlon Dingle had to cross the village in between two scenes. When he didn't make it in time for his second scene, the other actors stuck to the script and talked to him even though he wasn't there.
Oh, you see, this is what scares me about the live episodes of soaps. It's happening next week. Live week on EastEnders. Every single episode is live. And it just... Sometimes I can't watch.
Didn't last time someone fluffed their lines last time?
Oh, there's worse things than that have happened. Did you see the Towie live special?
Oh, yeah. Or the Bill.
Oh, the Bill one wasn't good.
Can we get someone from EastEnders on next week to explain what happens if it goes wrong? They must have contingency plans if it's live. So what I want to know is let's say something doesn't work. Let's take this scenario. They go into the pub. Someone says, would you like a pint? Yes, please. Someone goes to pour a pint and the barrel's empty, right? Now, it's gone off script. So they either carry on with the script, which is, oh, what a lovely pint that is, or someone has to then go, look, I'm going to go change the barrels.
Yeah.
Take the initiative there. What I really want to know is, are they allowed to go off script?
Or what about if someone, like, brings a tea tray in, like, oh, that's a lovely tray, but they forget to bring the tray in. Do they still go, that's a lovely tray?
Yeah, I want to know the rules with it.
Well, they are, like, proper actors, right, who they could probably improvise and stuff, but it's how far do you go, how far do you take
live.
It?
So you don't want to suddenly make another story or a sub-story or, like...
But this one is saying that on the 40th anniversary live special of Emmerdale, I hear what you're saying about actors, but if this is true, Marlon Dingle
didn't make it in time for his second scene because he was travelling across from the other side of the village.
That's great.
All the other actors talked to him even though he wasn't there.
So they were clearly told, whatever happens, you just say your lines. If one person goes wrong, you just crack on.
Plow on.
Hello, Marlon.
You've taken a while to get here.
There's no one there.
No one there. Real or no real?
This sounds silly enough to be... I hope it's real. I'm saying real.
Real.
That one is no real.
Oh, of course they didn't. Yeah. They're consummate professionals.
We need to know I want to know what happens, though.
What's the protocol?
Would love it, though, if someone didn't turn up for their scene and then someone was just talking to them even though they weren't there. Sticking to the script. And next.
With 9 members, Rudimental are the largest UK music act to all share the same tour bus.
Nine of them, is there?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I thought there was only 3.
No, it's, I mean, the whole band is not.
Oh, I see. Okay.
More than Stereo Kicks.
Not the same.
How many of them? 31 members of that? Okay.
30 now.
It's actually a very clever idea because then Rudimental can be everywhere, performing absolutely everywhere every night.
That's good. It's a little bit like when you get the drummer from a band DJing at like a bar or something and it says that the band are there. It's like,
Chase all status.
That's got to be one whiffy tour bus, though, right?
Yeah, get a bit musty, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And also, what happens if you, you know...
What?
Got to think about 8...
Do you want to finish the sentence, or...?
You know the kind of thing that happens on a tour bus?
Ah.
Yeah. You've got to tell other 8 other people before. If the buses are rocking, don't come knocking.
Haven't they got, like, curtained off bunks, though? I've been on a tour bus like that before. It's quite private.
Also, they are well successful. So you'd think they'd have a couple of buses at least by now. Different transportation.
It says the largest UK music act, if this is true, to share the same tour bus.
Yeah. That's good. It's good to get you in a technicality. I don't think they're the largest. Surely there's like a band or a orchestra or something that's bigger than this. I'm saying no real.
I'm going to go real on this one.
That one.
Oh, hello. Yes.
That one is real.
All 9 members of Rudimental.
All packed in on the same bus.
Yeah. They spent their 2013 home tour all living on exactly the same bus.
Are they multiplying then? Because I'm sure there was 3 originally. I could have sworn there was less than that. Are they just adding people on?
Yeah, they just... It's like,
there's Leon, Rudimental. Leon and the other two. And then... someone else.
No, but awesome. I remember seeing them and there was more than 3 on stage.
Yeah.
Like, quite recently.
Trumpet guy.
Yeah, maybe they've added some. And next.
On a TV breakfast show in Australia, their equivalent of Bill Turnbull wore the same suit every day for a whole year to see if anyone noticed. No one did.
Now imagine it. I know, this says something, right? Because imagine if it was, let's say, Susanna Reid or somebody, or Lorraine Kelly. The first thing that people would tweet in and be like, oh, she's wearing the same dress 2 days in a row, or she wore that last week. But did this guy wear the same, exact same suit every day for a year just to prove a point?
What are the rules?
And no one noticed.
Pants?
Change his tie?
No, just the, exactly the same.
Pants?
I'd probably not pants.
Okay.
He just wanted to look the same every year to prove a point.
Because you'd notice, wouldn't you? I mean, someone would say something.
And kept the same tie?
Yeah, everything.
I wouldn't notice. I don't think I would notice because it is just a suit. It's like all suits kind of look similar as it is.
They don't.
Did he spray the suit every night with some home brand vodka just to get rid of the musk
in the crab suit?
I like your crab suit, yeah.
I don't know the details on this, I'm afraid, Dev.
In order to keep fresh, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Do you think
they did this in Australia, Dev?
I feel like I've read this somewhere before. No. I'm saying... I'm saying real?
Mm-hmm.
Real.
That one is real.
Yes.
The guy's name is Karl Stefanovic. When his female co-host was criticised for wearing the same clothes 2 days in a row, he wore the same suit for a whole year to see if anyone noticed. Not one person tweeted about it. What a lad. And finally...
Danny Howard has been invited to be a guest on this Saturday's Soccer AM.
Oh, what?
It's heartbroken.
No, please don't be real. Only for jealousy reasons.
What's Soccer AM then?
Oh, come on.
I just saw your heartbreak, Chris.
Is this on Sky?
Oh, yeah.
Sky.
Yeah, but why would... So
one
why
of the
would,
Skies.
Why would Danny... What's going on there then? What?
It's a big DJ, isn't he?
Yeah, I get that and all, but...
I'll be next.
That would actually annoy me.
I might actually put a bid in now just to annoy you.
Don't put a bid in now.
Then me after, even though I don't know what I'm talking about.
Should we go on together?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do a duo. Yeah.
I'd love to do that. It would be so, and it would really frustrate me if you do it, because the only reason you'd be going on is to spite me, so you wouldn't be a real guest.
I wouldn't be spiting you. They might ask me.
Yeah, but you wouldn't want to go on normally.
Okay, right, match this up. Would you be more jealous if I went on Soccer AM or...
Or you can say one of the... Your favourite Saturday Kitchen.
Saturday Kitchen.
Yes. Oh, it's tricky.
Which one is it?
It's really tricky.
Because, I mean, chances are I might get invited on Saturday Kitchen at some point and that's going to annoy you.
I know, and I would happily come along and chop your onions for you. I would love to go on Saturday Kitchen. Mm. And there is a clash there, to be fair. Mm. So I'd probably... Oh, the thing is, it's going to go wrong either way here.
I heard some great stories about that guy. What's his name? James Martin.
Yeah.
You know he did Strictly.
Right, what have you heard?
I don't know, just great stuff. No, all good.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd love to go on
fun. He's a fun bloke.
He's a fun guy. Were you about to do a cooking joke?
Good morning.
Hey.
I would love to go on Saturday Kitchen.
Still good.
Yeah, I would love to go on Soccer AM.
But is Danny Howard going on Soccer AM this Saturday?
Blatantly is, isn't he? He's living the dream. He's living the dream.
There's so much turmoil going inside you right now.
This is going to be real. It's been put on to wind me up.
I'm going to say, to try and make you feel better, no real, that one is real.
Oh no!
Yes, Danny.
So good. I love him, but he's so lucky. Like, Soccer AM.
Probably be like flying in from some really cool country, from some really cool club, straight into Soccer AM.
I think you're fine, Chris. We're all lucky here.
Anyway, look, I won. Dev got 10. I got 30.
Those are the best bits of Thursday's show. Come join us tomorrow, 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.